Welcome to another episode of The Courage to Be the Difference. I am Sherry Ruskus, your host, and with me today is Janie McCarty. Janie is an author as of this very day. I'm so excited to be with her on her premiere day of launching her book. She's also a speaker, a transformational teacher, and a coach. And she brings to us here on The Courage to Be the Difference 35 years of working in personal transformation. I suppose we've been doing it since the day we were born, right? But Janie's been really for the last 35 years in depth in it. And what I have come to love about Janie, I've known her for several years now, is her passion for inspiring and teaching other spiritual beings to open themselves up with her three key words that she always uses, which is to illuminate, liberate, and celebrate their lives. You can find more about Janie over at Janie, J-A-N-I, McCarty, McCarty.com. And the cup of courage, as I like to think of it here, is that she's bringing today is just some, we're going to talk about her new book, which is called Celebrate, An Interactive Journey Through Life's Invitations. Janie, my friend, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Sherry. I am so excited to be here. I'm excited about my book, and I'm also excited just to be here with you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's just start with that question that you're probably going to be asked a lot. Why did you write this book? And with that, did the title Celebrate, did you always know that would be the title, or did it come in at some point along the way?
I started writing a blog several years ago. It was a newsletter to begin with. I wanted to communicate the things that were important to me with others. And as I was thinking about what I might call it, you know, it was one of those early downloads that Celebrate.
The beauty of the blog, yeah.
Yes, the beauty of the blog. And specifically also through your support, you know, Sherry, I wrote, and I developed a practice of writing, maybe not as consistently as I do now, right? But celebrate is what I believe we are here to do. You know, it is what life is all about. And so we always have a choice, and why not celebrate? So that's why I entitled it Celebrate, and that's what I'm doing today.
Yay! You lead off the book with this word that I have just come to love, and you have as well, I know, and that's courage. So it's really what you dive right into right at the beginning of the book, and you talk about reviving your valiant warrior.
Yes.
Why did you start there? Why did you decide to start there?
Well, before we can do anything, make any changes or affect any changes in our lives, we have to trust ourselves. And most of us tend to live in a place where we are much more comfortable with self-doubt and with self-sabotage and judgment than we are about, hey, here I am, I'm shining my light and I'm coming out, you know, with all my bells and whistles and all my rawness. And my story, Revive Your Valiant Warrior, the quote that inspired me to write that was from Brené Brown. And it is, courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen. Mm. And that's really where I see we start. We have to make a decision that we're going to show up to whatever life presents us. And then we also are going to commit ourselves to being honest and present and willing to just forge forward with our shield of courage in our lives. In fact, I'm referring to my book because I do have a copy. Unbelievable.
Probably, you know, the very few. I've ordered mine. It's on its way. So
I know. Well, I had one, and it's just so exciting. Courage can be defined as the ability to do something that frightens us. Well, basically everything in life frightens us, I believe, if we're in that place. And so courage, it is the demonstration of our strength of character in the face of pain or grief. And I believe there is a valiant warrior in each one of us. And it is our brave fighter who demonstrates our strength and determination. It is what moves forward to shield us with our true grit and unwavering personal power. Yeah. So it's always a choice to call upon that. And so I choose today, and I hope we all do, to revive and celebrate our valiant warrior.
Bring it to life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Show up and be seen.
In that courage chapter, you also talk about one of your terminologies that I've heard you use over the years, terminology I love, and it's hell in the hallway. Could you explain more to our listeners what the heck that is?
What the heck is that? Well, again, I'm always motivated. My whole book is, and the way I write, even as I'm writing my Celebrate blog, I find a quote. Some quote crosses my path in my life, and it just catches my attention. I go over there, and wow, I'm centered on it now, and it brings up something, an experience, an emotional, physical sometimes experience with how it spoke to me. So, hell in the hallway. This is a quote many people have given us versions of, but I'm going to use the one from Helen Keller. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. Most all of us are familiar with that. It's a saying that we've heard a lot in various ways. What I heard years ago was a little different take on that. And so I will explain it to you. When we are ready to make a change, we identify finally that thing that we're ready to let go of and leave behind. And once we're there and we really have summoned the courage and the belief that we deserve to let it go, we will create a space for something new and wonderful that's just been waiting for us. So sort of like in a hallway, we close the door on something in our lives that is no longer serving us. And immediately, maybe not immediately, it seems like forever sometimes,
yeah,
there will be another door that is just opening to us of where we're going to go next. And we can see it, we can start to feel it, and we also start feeling the hope of that new place. And that's a great thing. And so this quote of many people that when one door closes, another door opens, yeah, we get that. However, however, there is a place of limbo,
yeah,
between when we let go of that old and we embrace the new. That is absolutely immobilizing, terrorizing, uncomfortable, lost, whatever. And I call that the hell in the hallway between the two doors. So basically, I talk a little bit in my book about how this also, and there's a quote later on that I know you love, denying ourselves growth and change smothers our very spirit and squeezes out the passion of our dreams.
I do love that. I'm actually using it in this week's victory letter.
I could.
I loved it so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice.
That's that place where we're still holding on to all the things or aspects of ourselves and our lives and our relationships that aren't really serving us. They may be familiar, but they're not serving us. But as to take a little, when you're in that place between letting go and not yet stepping into the new, one door will close and the other door will open. But sometimes it's just hell
in the hallway.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it seems like the hotter it gets, the more we are
hotter. Was that like a little play on
the door, right? Getting the handle open, shoving it open, saying, get me out of this hallway.
I loved that concept, because it's, you know, this one also kind of reminds me, this too shall pass. Well, yeah, that's wonderful. But when you're in the middle of it, you don't believe that it's going to pass, or it certainly isn't passing fast enough. So recognizing that whatever I'm feeling or whatever you might be feeling in between letting go and embracing the new is a place. It's a true place to be honored. And after you can name it, at least for me, when I can name, oh yeah, well, I am in the hell hallway right now. Somehow it takes away its power, and it also helps to trust that, yes, I will move out of this place because that other door is already open for me.
Well, and just what just hit me too is that sometimes we open up the wrong door because we're in such a rush because that door's closed. I got to go somewhere. But yes, Sometimes we need to be in that hell a little bit to fully feel it before we know which door to open.
And recognizing that, giving yourself permission to be in the hallway. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to zip from old to new. It never works that way. And that it's that resistance to the letting go and to the embracing the new that is causing that internal hell. So allowing yourself to just flame up and ride around for a while, and then it will pass. And then you'll be able to embrace that door that's waiting for you. That's your next right step.
Beautiful. One of the things I love about the book is that it isn't the kind of book that you just read, sit down, you know, read the book, oh nice, put it down, but you've really made it interactive. And share with us why you thought that was important.
We all share and have value because of our stories. And I share my stories. I tell on myself. I expose myself. I am willing to be as authentic as I can. And it's that's great. But most of the time when someone is telling a situation or a story, there's a part of us that is listening or reading or hearing about it, and it's resonating with something within us that's true for us in our lives, that's similar to an experience that maybe they're hearing about. And it's really my intention to give a place. I call them ponder this. You know, I share my little story, my vignette, my little message, and then I ask my readers to ponder this. I ask them a question. Okay, so what is true for you in this situation, what is true for you? Or what might you do if you find yourself in this position? And always when we ask ourselves a question, that is the way to get to our inner wisdom and to allow the answers to float up. It also gets us out of our cyclic stinking thinking, because we have a question that kind of prompts us and responds. So that's why I share, and then I offer an invitation for others to consider what is true for me here, and what is it maybe that I haven't been looking at that I'd like to. So in that, Sherry, there's some things in reading my book that are quite uncomfortable.
But in a good way.
And yes, and it's purposely that way, yes.
Well, and you write about the power of choice, you know, again, going back to the hallway and choosing the doors, right? But sometimes we can feel so overwhelmed that we don't even have a choice, right? We can't see that other door. Why did you think that that part, and talking about that choice, was important to include in the book?
I believe that we are given our free will, and the purpose in our lives is to create, co-create our lives. And we have a choice in every aspect of that. What we holds us up on that is that we believe we don't. And we are looking outside of ourselves for answers in our lives. And nothing outside of us can answer the questions that are the most important for us in ourselves. So recognizing, just going into life as and being present and recognizing that no matter what's happening out there, no matter what kind of experience I'm having, whatever relationship I'm involved in, or whatever I want to do work-wise or health-wise, what is it that I want to choose here? Because the power lies in us, and we always have the opportunity to choose. Now, we choose. We choose all the time. And then we get after ourselves for making the wrong choice. However, not to decide is to decide. And if just by saying, well, I'm just not going to make a decision on that, that's your decision. You've chosen not to. So I believe it is our one power that affects and creates every aspect of our lives and offers every opportunity for us to change to that higher plane that we are all wanting to be.
Fantastic. What else do you want our listeners to know about the book and your placement of it into this world?
In writing the preface for my book, that was one of the hardest aspects of the book, was trying to clarify for me, you know, the big why. You know how we always talk, what's your why?
Yeah.
Well, that's another trigger point for a lot of us. I know what it is, but I can't explain it. But, you know, I just believe that each of us has a unique purpose on this planet. And we have a soul contribution that we're here to make. And in this life, you know, our human journey, it's important that we get there and that we embrace that truth, and so that we live our lives from that place. It doesn't matter who we are, where we're at, how old we are, what kind of living arrangement, circumstance we find ourselves in, because the truth is, we co-create our lives. We have the freedom to make choices that affect change and take us to where we want to go. And then we also have a responsibility to step in to the world as our best selves, offering compassion and integrity and tolerance, and most of all, love and acceptance. And I know that starts with us. And we can't give to anyone something we don't have. And so that's really my life's work, is helping others to remember who they are and to reconnect with themselves and to come home to their inner wisdom. That's just waiting there, you know, to be asked. And that's why the self-inquiry questions and the ponder this questions are ways for people to start on that journey.
Fantastic. And you know, speaking of journeys, I just want to share with our listeners, like when you grab an opportunity and the things that can happen, right? And even how you and I met was just so, unbelievable. And that I had been asked to sit in on a panel at a workshop up in Evergreen at the last minute, the day before. And I said, okay. And my calendar was open, went up there. And while I was sitting there waiting to take my turn, this rambunctious woman was sitting behind me. And I knew from the moment I saw the smile on your face, yeah, you, that there would be some kind of a connection. And it's been amazing and awesome. And I celebrate you. And I'm going to get emotional here. I celebrate you. I celebrate the work that you've put into this book, because I know that it's come from your heart and from your years of work. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for accepting listening to me that day. Making it happen.
Thank you, Sherry.
You share many wonderful quotes throughout the book, and usually towards the end of our podcast, I always like to share a famous quotation. So I will have you choose one of the quotations from your book and share it with our listeners.
Well, you know, that's like saying, who's your favorite kid? I do have a quote that I will share as one of my favorites, but another one just came in.
Okay.
So I guess I'll end on that one. I'll tell you the one that I is hopefully inspirational. Okay. And this is from Mahatma Gandhi, and it is, happiness is when what we think, what we say, and what we do are in harmony. So it is. And then to end the quote, and a quote that came to my head, well-behaved women rarely make history.
Rock on! Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being with us here today. And to you, our listeners, thank you for being with us. And if you know of someone who could use the information that Janie and I have talked about today, please share this podcast. And remember to live each day having the courage to be the difference.